In today's episode, Mike has a slogan burned into his skull. I reach a tipping point, and the local children won't play with Samantha. This is Sim City. Although I don't think they use that anymore. They also don't use EA Sports Big.
EA Sports that? Big.
They no. used that, yeah. That was a legit slogan.
That's stupid.
It wasn't great.
Just big, like a single word.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. Well, since we're dunking on EA here, I guess it's a good thing today that we're talking about a EA-owned franchise on Yes!
Folks. That is not how you're going to start this episode.
All right, then, smartass.
EA gets none of the credit for this. That's bullshit, you know.
Well, I can see we're starting off this episode of Funsphere Game Club.
Spicy.
On a boiling point with Michael, apparently. Oh, my goodness. Hi, I'm Josh. And
hi, I'm Mike, and I'm spicy boy.
I'm Samantha, and I'm indifferent about this particular game.
And the particular game in question is SimCity. Well, so I guess we'll start at the beginning, shouldn't we? You know, kind
yeah,
of.
Did it start with EA?
So we can, build up the episode and see?
Go bankrupt.
Because we're talking about the game where you build things. You build a city and whatnot. You might even simulate it, you would say. So, SimCity is an open-ended city-building game that was originally designed by a gentleman named Will Wright. It published by Maxis in 1989. Apparently actually started production in 1985 for the Commodore 64. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. So this game, like I said, I imagine this was a game that a lot of people played, like I first did, for educational purposes in their school. Am I alone there? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Again,
I told you the only games we have were math, mouse goes through maze, kid picks, which is not even a game, and Mario's Game a Gallery.
Mike, but you were shaking your head no as well?
Yeah, we just had, Oregon Trail and Carmen Sandiego.
Really?
Like big two. Hmm. Yeah, oh. SimCity, I encountered my grandmother's DOS computer.
Okay.
Was the first time that I played it. And then later, which, hell yeah, we're going to talk about the ultimately superior Super Nintendo version developed by Nintendo in-house.
That's correct. All right, so I guess that's an interesting question. Since this game has been around since 1989 and has, let's see here, the latest version of SimCity came out in 2014.
SimCity Classic Ultra Turbo 2 Max.
Double upper. Don't forget double
yeah,
upper.
Double upper. Double decker upper.
All right. Oh, gross. All right.
I'm
so
talking about like building size.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking
get your mind out
Borger.
Of the gutter.
I was thinking about Borger.
All right. Let's
Samantha
start.
Was talking about pooping at the top of the toilet.
Oh, that's what that is called.
Isn't it?
Yes,
I only know
gross.
The only poop thing I know is Double Dragon.
Stop with that! Never with that!
What other poop things can we think of right now?
Somebody My friend posted a link to one of the songs from that Bo Burnham special on our group chat, and the YouTube description, it just said, "The scat at the end is delicious."
Well, to hopefully steer this in a less disgusting way, let me start by asking
you
a question.
You turned it that way.
You turned it that way.
I said something innocently, and you took it out of context.
Yeah. So, which version of this game did you guys play?
Whatever's archive.org.
Okay. So, Samantha went with the old school one.
Yeah,
Mike, what about
that,
you?
I think that was the one that I originally played. Just like SimCity MS-DOS.
Okay. Is that the one that you... But you mentioned that you've also played the Super Nintendo version?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but that was a couple years after. Like, I didn't discover the game when it came out originally. It was, actually, Aaron owned the game. And so I started playing at his house, like, mid-90s.
Okay.
And it came out in, what, 92? And this would have been, like, 96, 97.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm looking that up.
So in my research, cool side note, I realized that Nintendo also developed the same game on the NES, but it was so late into the console's time frame that they just went ahead and moved it over to the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
But the woman who composed the soundtrack still made a brand new soundtrack for the Super Nintendo version. And it's a fantastic soundtrack. It's one of my old school game favorites. So,
okay, so that's good to know. So I guess we can say that you enjoy the game.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I'll tell you what game I enjoy this more than Stardew Valley. Wow. I figured I would get there first.
I didn't even think about that.
Really, you don't think of them as a similar type of game?
No.
I mean, they have pixel and there's, like, I guess some money involved, which, but, like, I don't know. I didn't, they're just like, sire, we need more roads. Also industrial centers, also jousting. What year is this?
Yeah, that's a common thing with, that's why I hate that they call, like, technically Stardew Valley is a simulation game, and then games like SimCity and all the offshoots are sim game, like, simulation games, because the sim blank games are, like, you're always thrust in the god role, so you have a hands-off where you manipulate, whereas, like, games like Stardew and Animal Crossing, you are that character.
We are the rabble.
I guess just because it was always about, like, maintaining the property and handling the resources and stuff like that. I guess I consider them in the same vein due to that reason.
Like, yeah. This game, though, like, build a city and not go bankrupt immediately. Couldn't be me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like...
You're like, hey.
They're like, we need more
roads. I can build a stadium
roads.
Right off the bat? Hell yeah. More money.
I put everything. And then I was like, animate, make it go fast. And then there's like, tornado. I don't know what to do about that. Good luck, everyone. like, then they were like, we need more roads. I was like, I have $0. You guys give me $7 in taxes every other decade. What do you want me to do? So I raised taxes to like 20%, and they're like, the rabble are angry. I'm like, fuck you guys. I don't care. Good luck. This is why God abandoned us.
So it's funny that I love this game because, again, like, I'm just as impatient as you when it comes to this type of game. And I never would have enjoyed it had I not figured out this classic exploit. I'm sure it's the same for the DOS version, but I really found it out on the Super Nintendo. You set taxes to like 10-11% and leave the system on overnight on the fastest speed, and you wake up in the morning and you have like 20,000.
Jeez.
So you guys might find this interesting. I did play the original one that we found on the archive.org, but I also played the mobile version on my iPad. The 2013 or 2014 version called SimCity Build It. And actually, I kind of liked it.
Is it still, how true is it to the original?
I would say very true, except it has the freemium game mechanics built into it. But it's that actually kind of works with this game, I would say, just because in the original, you're used to, you have to wait for taxes to generate before you can do things, and you know, you have to spend all your resources and stuff like that. It's a little more modern. Like I said, I think it apparently was based on the 2013 version, which you guys may recall. I'll have some info about that a little bit later, about some controversies it had. But I actually found it to be pretty pretty similar to the old school version, or definitely in the same spirit. So, like I said, I didn't mind playing it that way, actually. It wasn't just another god-awful mobile game like they typically are.
Nice. Nice.
It's a rare thing.
It is extremely rare.
The very existence of this game just totally blew my mind. Because I thought that The Sims that came out in like 2000 was the first one.
I do think we should hit that game at some point in this podcast.
Man, I vowed to never play it, but...
Okay, spoiler
really?
Alert.
Really?
I hate that game.
Well, when it came out, all the neighborhood kids had it, and they all started staying inside to play that, and nobody would play with me because they were all playing The Sims. So
nobody would
it was
play
like
with
a, like that first game was such a cultural revelation, I think.
Yeah, it felt like everybody had it. Nobody wanted to come outside.
Well, everybody that had a computer at the time.
Yeah. I mean, we had a computer, but I think it was when we got our newer one, but we just never got that game. And then I didn't want it because I was angry that everybody was playing it. Go over to my friend's house. She was just sitting there doing that the whole time. And I was like...
And people got strangely sucked into that game, way invested into it. And I hate it for another reason of this is a... great example as far as The Sims go of a corporation taking an idea and then just monetizing the flat out hell out of the game. Like,
are you talking about Maxis or are you talking about
EA? Yes,
because that happened in what, the early 2000s when they acquired them.
Let's just confirm that. I want to see.
I do still see today, a big Sims community that sometimes crosses over with Final Fantasy XIV because there's a big housing decor thing where you take screenshots of your builds and stuff, and it's the same thing with Final Fantasy for housing. So I do see some crossover, but I'm going to stick with Final Fantasy.
It's weird to even see it still pop up on... console games and stuff like that. When there's always like a sale that I'm researching, you will always see all these expansions for The Sims like every year. And like from a company that maximizes, you know, games like Madden and all their sports games, which are the same game just with a new year stamped on the cover. It's really weird to see, to see how much they've just profitized this game.
Yeah. Well, that's the first iteration, or that's the first instance I can think of where expansion packs were sold. Like, you had to have...
Yeah.
Because this predated World of Warcraft or any of that stuff. Like, you had to have... The Sims core game, and then you would buy that was like what, $50, and then a year or two later they came out with like an expansion pack that had like a bunch more items in it and maybe some decor choices, and it would be like another $20 to $30.
Oh yeah.
And they sold several of those.
And so apparently, Mike, it was 1997 when EA got their hands on Sims. So even earlier than I think, or than I would have thought.
Wait, when they acquired Maxis.
When they acquired Maxis, and therefore they acquired The Sims.
The Sims even out?
No. Early? I was going to say, technically all the citizens in SimCity are called Sims.
Yeah.
Apparently they were called that before, so that's where they got their greedy little hands on it. This episode brought to you by EA. I wish. I take their money.
Okay. It's in the game.
EA, big. Oh.
I don't know what that is.
I'm telling
big.
You.
I was absent from that marketing campaign. But It's in the Game will always be burnt in my skull. All right, so back to actual SimCity, where it all began.
Where it all began.
Yep.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Did anybody but me ever get a Megalopolis?
No. I am actually have a real problem with the game, as I find it amazingly fun at the beginning, and then when it gets to a certain tipping point, I can't stand the game anymore.
How so? What's the tipping point?
The tipping point for me usually is where I have the city up and running and I have its like basic necessities going, like electricity and plumbing and stuff like that. And then like as soon as you get to the point where you need like fire protection and stuff like that, you're trying to do bigger and bigger things, like saving up for it, especially in this new version. Like, everything costs a lot of money to upgrade and things like that. But then you'll see your, like, the citizens' happiness drop from, like, 95% to, like, 55% the second, like, the very second you don't buy a police station or you don't buy an additional fire station or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, since that's just such a drastic thing, and then you have to start spamming all your resources in there to keep earning money to do these things, when it hits that tipping point with me, I'm done.
I agree. That's why you just make everything on the most neutral setting you can and leave it overnight. Then you have enough money that you can just throw at everything, and it's such an enjoyable game. So what drew me to the game is I hadn't played much of any game at that point in time that allowed so much creative flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in terms of, what draws me to all these games that I end up liking for the same reason, like Stardew or Animal Crossing, just like I can make my world the way that I want to make it. Mm-hmm. And it'll look the way it's like infinitely customizable. That's the first game I can think of that I ever played that had all that freedom. So it will always hold a special place in my heart for that. And the soundtrack for the Super Nintendo version.
I can't recall hearing any music on the one that was on archive.org.
Oh, I'm going to send you my favorite song that I used to listen to on loop to go to bed.
You have and a lullaby.
Is, aptly, yeah. Well, it is. It's aptly named the "Good Night, See You Soon" song. It's whenever you save the game and quit, it just plays this little loop.
Oh, hey, the saving music for Ico is my song that I would listen to for like hours at a time.
No, thank you.
What?
Mike is arguing with something on his phone.
Oh, I see. He's still frozen from me, so I don't know what he's doing half the time.
I'm over here. No, I'm over there.
You're just standing still, sitting still.
I made it.
Go on.
No, I was gonna say, go ahead, Samantha.
Oh well, I put a bunch of houses down, and then I thought the waterway was a road, so I connected the houses via waterway to my little city center I was making that had a nice park, and then I just put a harbor in a random spot, because I thought that little window was the whole map. No, it's way bigger. And then I put a water wheel, and I had a bunch of water features in this town, and then I put some industrial areas, and I let it go, and it seemed like they were just building, like, random bits of the, and then I did put down some actual road, and it seemed like they were building just random pieces of the road at a time, and then, like, we need more roads. It's like, well, finish what you started. They're all connected. Everything is connected by a road. You can walk to anything.
That's what the mass transit's for, though.
I didn't have... I had a wagon trail. I don't know. Like, it was the year 1400 or some shit. But I don't... Yeah. I have no idea. It was seemed like it was partially medieval, partially modern. I couldn't figure, like, what the setting was supposed to be. But also a monster came. And an earthquake. And a tornado.
Even in those... I would always do very minimal, just like scrape by with the least you can do, just so I can speed the timeline up, and then I would start developing.
I personally always liked the when the disaster stuff was happening. That was always my favorite.
That just like popped up and scared shit out of me.
I told
Showing
you it was
me the image wasn't going to make me recall something that I never witnessed to begin with.
That was weird. It was like an ad.
I'm just telling you. That was real. I'm tired.
What are you even supposed to do when there's a natural disaster? I couldn't even see where it happened.
Oh, no. You used it to destroy the city. Like, did you guys not build the cities and then just tear them down?
Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, yeah, once you get bored, you mess around with disasters. And there are certain ones that you can directly fix. Like fires, if you bulldoze everything around the fire, it'll stop it from spreading.
Oh, they were just randomly happening, and I didn't see anything get broken or whatever. So I had no clue what to do.
And like I said, and they really tone it down in the newest version of the game. Like, I didn't run into the what I would consider the fun part of, like, oh, crap, my city got hit by tornadoes.
So well, they're tweakable, too.
Yeah.
Like, you get to set, like, I guess it's their version of difficulty. Like, the better you think you are at the game, the more you can increase the odds of a disaster occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just directly say, like, send Godzilla out.
Exactly.
I did see there was options to even disable them, but I didn't want to do that.
I guess because some people probably like to just use it as, I want to build a little fun little city and I don't want anything bad to happen to it. Kind of like an Animal Crossing almost type situation.
We never saw that level of customization back then.
No.
So it was a trailblazing game. Oh my God, I'm Josh.
I think
Rail-trazing.
I think if I understood what to do a bit more, I would have had more fun with this. Like, the iPad version sounds like it might be worth picking up.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it was free, so that's also super nice. It just has the annoying mechanics of, oh, I want to do something. Well, you got to wait 30 minutes for this to generate or something like that. So it's like, right. Eh. But again, that's kind of was in the original game, too, so I don't find it that bad. All right, so I do want to mention one thing that, like I said, I don't like that EA took over this game. And they've just started to kind of just... This is one of those series that I kind of point to of, like, this is what happens when it gets out of control and you view a game...
Exploitation.
You view a game simply as a money-making tool instead of trying to do something new and original with it. So in 2013, they made a real big push of, we're going to remake SimCity. We're making a whole brand new SimCity. And people were actually very, very excited for it at that time. But what they didn't tell people they were doing was the game was apparently a quarter of the size of the previous version as far as how big you could make your city and stuff like that. And It had online DRM.
What is that?
Online digital rights management. So basically, to play the Sim City, you had to be online.
The entire time. Of the, yeah.
And that's like,
always have to be on a connection.
Yes, and that's this type of game. It's like, it's great if you want to play online, but I don't see.
There's no point. There's unless no you're downloading content.
Yeah, or like I said, I think you could. The idea was like to visit your friends' cities and stuff like that, and maybe share resources and whatnot. But this type of game is a game I don't think benefits from online play that much.
God, I do remember this now.
And it was a big deal, and it basically it killed the studio that made SimCity from that point on. Basically, they shut it down as far as this. They basically said, this is the last time we're making SimCity.
Well, it's insane that they couldn't just backpedal.
Oh, they tried.
Lord knows EA has backpedaled quite a bit.
They did. Apparently, they backpedaled so bad, apparently, that they're like, look, we know that this was not a very popular decision. If you bought the game, we'll give you a free copy of a game from the EA store. And so, yeah, but
you also have to be connected online.
Yeah, too. Yeah, but they also apparently pissed off retailers because Amazon stopped selling it because they're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to carry this game where we're having to do all these refunds and stuff like that. But so it was kind of a sad end to a series, like I said, that had been going on since, one could argue, 1985. Like I said, it's one of those things that's, I just don't want to see a game like this get modernized because I don't think doing modern things like online play or whatnot, it doesn't help anything. It doesn't make this game any better, in my opinion.
Is this similar? Like, can you get the same sort of... I mean, there's a lot of games like this now where you... Because this is like all that Skid plays.
Civilization.
Yeah, I was about to ask about Civilization. Because, like, this is... very up Skid's alley. Like, he plays this kind of stuff on his PC all the time, or that new one, the Supervillain 2 or whatever, or Evil Genius, that's what it's called. The sequel just came out to that.
Hmm.
Like, resource management, building your empire or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that this, and apparently this design wasn't even the first game like this. Apparently Will Wright mentioned that he... took some of this game's idea from a game called Raid on Bungling Bay. I've never heard of that or anything like that.
No.
But it apparently had a similar type thing, so it's not surprising that this game would then influence future games like Civilization and things like that. I've never played Civ personally, but...
I haven't. I've seen Aaron and Theron play it a lot. But I've never seen... it seems like every other game that's in the vein... has more of a tactical strategy element to it, whereas this game was like, it's really just design and, like you said, resource management juggling, but there's not, they're trying to add other layers to it that I kind of like. For as complicated as the game is, that's it. Like, it's it keeps it simple enough that you can, like, jump in and do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I'd watch them play Civilization, I was like, ugh. it's just too much to...
There's something hospital that Skid also played that seemed like this, because it's just like, you just build your hospital and then have it work, and you upgrade it and stuff as time goes on. And then another one that was a medieval setting where it seemed like you were running a pub, and you just... built up, and then you could expand and stuff. I can't remember what it's called. Gasket.
So, can I just ask just a general question? Why do you think people find those type of games enjoyable? Because I think from a certain like standpoint, if you were watching someone play this game, you'd be like, that's the most boring game I've ever seen in my entire life. But yet, when you play it, it's not boring. At least it's not for me.
I think there's a challenge.
Okay.
Challenge, just the probably the control aspect, and then just to sort of zen, right? Like, you just just doing things, and you're seeing progress, and it and it feels good to see progress.
Some interesting ideas. Like I said, I think.
And who doesn't want to be God? I mean, really. The puppet master.
And you get to decide if you're a cruel God or a good God.
Yeah, it's that Twilight Zone episode.
Absolutely. Did, in doing some research, and I'll admit I did kind of very little for this because there's not too much to say about this other than the game was created, then they just kept updating it and updating it and updating it. Did anyone ever play any of the spinoffs besides The Sims?
Hell yes.
Okay. No. Mike, what did you
play? Are you talking about other Sim games?
Yes.
One of my favorites, easily my favorite, Sim Ant.
Tell us about
love that game.
Tell us about Sim Ant, Mike.
All right, so in Sim Ant, you are a character of your choosing, either what is it, a worker, a drone.
Can you be a queen and just
queen?
Poop out babies?
I think. Yeah, I think you can be a queen. God, it's been a while since I played it. But so you're in the black ant colony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really like you just build up the colony. And they all have needs. So, like, you can go scavenge for food. You can create a layout for, like, your... They give a... It's two perspectives. So you have, like, the top down is the overworld.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, an ant farm kind of view whenever you're inside your colony. And on the opposite side of the map, there was a randomly spawned red ant colony. And so you had a couple of different ways that you could win. No, maybe you didn't. I think you had to eventually just overtake the red ant colony.
You did, yes.
But, yeah, so I always had, like, a very aggressive, like, build up my army of ants as fast as possible, and then I'm gonna take everyone in the entire colony and just surround theirs. And it worked.
So that's just...
Most of the time.
I think it's interesting that he's like, you know what would really work well with this simulation of city management stuff? What if you were ants? Like,
oh, it was so good though.
Oh, and apparently there was a Sim Farm game, so Stardew
Yeah,
Valley.
I never got to play that one. I never got to play any of the other ones that now I'm pretty curious.
So just further
there was like what, Sim Earth?
Yeah, I remember a Sim Earth. There's some other ones that were mentioned too, but like did you guys ever play, like, the 2000, Sim 2000, Sim 3000?
Yeah, SimCity 2000.
Yep.
I did 2000, because that came out when I was in middle school. And some of the teachers had that one on their computer that we got to play if we were extra good.
So never.
Yeah, so I got to play at 10 minutes one day. It was all right, but it didn't... Yeah, I think I was just overwhelmed by the additions that I was like, they lost the simplicity.
Simplicity.
Well done. Well done. But I was just going to say, so Sim Farm sounded kind of interesting, and it just further shows that Stardew Valley is not original and the guy's a hack. Can tell him I said that.
Oh my god.
Okay. I mean, he made it specifically to be a better Harvest Moon, so it wasn't...
Hack!
And mission accomplished.
I've been watching Hacks, or I watched it on HBO. It's great. Mayor of Easttown? Great.
I'm not seeing either of those.
I haven't either. Well,
they're great.
So has anybody else got anything else to say about this game or anything like
Ooh.
That?
Yeah. Let's end by this hypothetical.
Okay.
If you're Will Wright,
uh-huh.
And you're gonna continue the franchise, what sim game would you make?
Well, I can tell you they actually technically are still continuing the game under a different title for educational purposes.
No.
Okay, but
I'm talking about like an offshoot, like Sim Ant or Sim Farm.
Okay.
What would your sim game be?
Sim Apartment Complex.
Samantha just wants Sim Tomodachi Life.
Yeah. Sim Weird Apartment Complex.
I think mine would just be Sim. Like, you only get to control and manage one person's life. So it's kind of like a
Second Life?
No. No. You don't make them in your image or anything like that. It's like randomly assigned. It's like a Truman-esque
like you're a guardian angel of somebody.
Or a cruel god that curses this being to no end.
Okay, I want Josh's game, but you get a real person that you're in charge of. And you just give them subliminal messages when they sleep at night. Control their life.
That's horrifying.
I do have a bone to pick with this game.
Okay.
I tried to name my city Butt, and when the game started, it was just called Hearsville.
Hearsville.
Ooh, was it an early censor?
I guess. I typed in the name, but it said you passed. I was like, awesome. And then it was not called Butt.
I bet it had a script of certain words that couldn't be used.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's horrible. I was making Butt. The town of Butt.
Simbutt.
City of Butt.
So, my game would be a Sim podcast.
Okay, go on.
It would be going through the highs and lows of creating content for a podcast.
I'm glad we both picked things that are in our immediate vicinity. Us recording, me in apartment complex, you recording podcast.
I mean, I think it has legs. You would have to go through all the, just like any other sim games, they really thrust you into the tediousness of every chore. So you would have to like go browse web domains, providers, and then yeah. You would have to do a lot of research on recording gear.
That's right. And would like the editing be like a mini game, like you have to do that, or would it be?
And then fan interaction or audience interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna say that we have fans.
No, me neither.
We had one anti. We should unblock him.
Yeah, he came in hot. Hey, maybe Josh could be the god over that guy's life.
Just try to figure out what he was thinking.
I don't know. That's one of those ones that will forever remain a mystery. And I think it's best that way, to be quite honest.
So funny.
No, I'm unblocking him right now. We're gonna ask.
All right. Well, like I said, I think this is an interesting game to look at and to revisit, and it's kind of fun to see that it still kind of holds up after all these years, and you don't have to change that much into it to kind of make it work still.
And ooh,
go ahead.
We should mention that so on the Super Nintendo version, they have a main character who's supposed to guide you through like the tutorials and everything.
Yeah.
His name is Dr. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
After Will Wright. But Dr. Wright makes a guest appearance on The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening, my favorite Zelda game, as Mr. Wright, even though they spell his name Wright like pen to paper.
Will Wright sounds like a Kim Possible character name.
I guess I was going to say, I know Mike was going to bring that up at some point. I just wanted to let him run.
I almost
let him
forgot.
Get there. Well,
all right. Now continue, Josh.
I was going to say, did we forget anything else regarding this game or any other thoughts or anything?
It's great.
Like that?
You should play it. You should listen to the soundtrack for the Super Nintendo and the NES. Compare them. She did a fantastic job.
What's her name?
Fantastic. That's the stellar research and information we bring you here at Fun Sphere Game Club. All right. And on that high note, I think we're going to say goodbye, folks. Goodbye.
Goodbye, folks.
Bye. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.